Today's episode, King of the Jungle. In 1908, construction of the Los Angeles Aqueduct was to begin in earnest. The city needed a medical staff to care for the thousands of workers it was to employ in oftentimes dangerous work. Dr. Raymond Taylor from Los Angeles was hired to be the chief physician throughout the entire aqueduct construction period of 1908 through 1913. One of the duties of Taylor and his medical team was a monthly inspection trip up the line of construction from the San Fernando Valley to the intake in the Owens Valley. At one point, Dr. Taylor was in dire need of a hospital steward. One of the applicants was a husky 6-foot, 230-pound young man by the name of Otto Linkenheldt. Otto claimed to have had some experience doing first aid work, and Dr. Taylor was desperate. Taylor hired Otto to work in the aqueduct's field hospitals. Otto returned to L.A. after being laid off when the aqueduct was completed in 1913 and soon got a job doing first aid work for a motion picture company. Otto worked on location in the San Fernando Valley during the filming of Tarzan of the Apes. When the scenes were finished in Southern California, the studio went to the swamps of Louisiana to film the jungle scenes, and Otto accompanied them. The actor playing Tarzan refused to wade in the swamp or swing from a tree. You might say he got cold feet and quit. The studio was stuck in the swamp without a Tarzan. Seeing the athletically built first aid technician, the movie director told Otto, "You're my new king of the jungle." The former DWP staff member became the leading man and was given the name Elmo Lincoln. Otto apparently did well enough, as Hollywood had him star in two more Tarzan movies. He also landed small roles in a few other movies, including Birth of a Nation. But with the arrival of sound and pictures, Otto's movie career soon came to an end. He eventually moved to Salt Lake City, where he operated a salvage business. William Shakespeare said, "All the world's a stage, and one man in his time plays many parts," as did Otto Linkenheldt in Hollywood, in Louisiana, and here, treating scrapes and bruises along El Camino Sierra.